got some safety tips that you gotta know. And trust me, it's something that you wanna hear.
So honey, zip your lips and enjoy the show before we move into the stratosphere, yeah.
So won't you buckle your seatbelt, put it on tight, and keep your hook in that chair until we turn off that light.
Of you who have never operated a seatbelt before?
Really?
I mean, it works like this. Insert the metal end into the buckle until it clicks, and pull on the loose end to tighten, making sure it fits low and tight across your lap. There you go. To open, lift on the top of the buckle. And remember, seatbelts should be fastened whenever you're seated, just in case of unexpected turbulence or weather conditions. Personal electronic devices should be turned off and properly stowed during taxi, takeoff, and landing. Should be placed inside carry-ons or under the seat, not in seat back pockets or loose on the cushion next to you. Nice try. Your in-flight team or the sign above will determine when electronics may or may not be used during flight.
Yo, 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 now that you're bopping your head to the rap scene, now that your eyes are glued to the flat screen, if the cabin pressure's changing, you know that we won't be leaving you hanging. Pull your mask down first, don't worry, oxygen flows. Tighten the straps after placing on your mouth and your nose. If you're traveling with someone, like a child, for instance, put your mask on first before you offer assistance.
Now, now, under your seat, there's a life vest. Life first class, it's below your center armrest. Remove the pouch, tear it open, place it over your head. Are we coming in clear? Did you hear what we said? Buckle the white straps and tighten right around your waist. Once off the plane, pull the handles and your vest will inflate. If your vest doesn't feel, honey, no big deal. Blow into the red tube and you got every feel. There's a bright locator light and it's right on your shoulder. Thank you for your attention, this robot rap is over.
Just in case we must evacuate, we've got a plan of attack.
We've got a plan of attack.
For when no exits on this airplane.
Over the wings.
For exit doors, two in the front
and two in the back.
Well, in the unlikely event we need to get you outside, your exit is equipped with an inflatable slide. Only door slides can be used as a flotation device. And if you need to find the exit, you just follow the light.
There at the base of the seats, they go from white into red. But keep in mind the nearest exit door may not be ahead.
So look around and let us just remind you, the nearest exit might be behind you, yeah.
Okay, so this one's important for all you smokers out there. It's never allowed here, so don't you forget.
Don't forget.
Federal law prohibits tampering, destroying, disabling smoke detectors, so don't touch that cigarette. Don't you do it.
All right, it's time for final cabin check. Make sure all carry-on bags are stowed away, tray tables and seats are in their upright and locked positions, and all electronic devices are completely shut off.
For additional safety information, check out the safety cards located in the seat pocket in front of you. Please read and review before we take off. FAA regulations require that all guests comply with the lighted information signs, posted placards, and instruction of the in-flight team.
If you have any questions, please don't hesitate to ask. Now enjoy your flight, and as always,
thank you for flying Virgin America.
So tonight.